Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to episode 231 of Heart and Soul for Women of Faith, where we speak boldly about faith, hope, purpose, prosperity, and how we're making a meaningful difference in the world as business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. We share our stories and strategies to encourage you in your journey and to help one another achieve success. I love this definition by the great Christian evangelist Dr. Miles Monroe. Success is obedience to purpose. I'm Jory Fisher, a featured host on Blog Talk Radio, with my guest Siobhan Annette Thomas, who will speak with us today, December 7th, 2020, about faith, leadership, sisterhood, and purpose. Hello, Siobhan. Thank you for joining us on Heart and Soul for Women of Faith. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful. I'm just so honored to be here with you all today.
We're thrilled to have you. And Siobhan, before I give our listeners a few instructions and invitations, what is the primary message that you want to get across to our audience?
My primary message is for women in leadership to understand that you can overcome personal obstacles and you can break glass ceilings to show up in the world on fire and impact the people that are assigned to what it is that God has called you to do and how he has called you to lead.
Ooh, I love that. Wow. Cool. Well, thank you. Everybody, Heart and Soul for Women of Faith airs on Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to any of my archived on-demand episodes at blogtalkradio.com/Jory Fisher and on my website, joryfisher.com. I invite you to follow my live interactive podcast by clicking on the little follow button on my Blog Talk Radio show page and creating a free Blog Talk Radio account. I also invite you to subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts. If you would like to comment or ask us a question, please call 515-605-9750. That number again is 515-605-9750. You'll be placed in a call queue and you'll be able to listen to the show while you wait. I'm a former public interest attorney and law professor who's been coaching and training lawyers and entrepreneurs since 2004. I love helping women of faith build thriving businesses and lead joyful, purpose-guided lives. Please visit my website, joryfisher.com, to enjoy hundreds of free resources, including blog posts, podcast, videos, ebooks, and my Discover Your Purpose starter course. I also invite you to take a quick assessment to get a free customized report all about you. Knowing your bank code, as we call it, is a first step toward dramatically improving your relationships, and for our business owners out there, increasing your sales up to 300%. Just go to crackmycode.com/report. That's crackmycode.com/report to rank your values, discover your bank code, and get your free personality profile. And now it's my honor to introduce my lovely guest, Siobhan Annette Thomas, the FIRE Leadership Coach, who's passionate about empowering and equipping millennial women in leadership. She's a woman who loves God, and through worship, the Word, and prayer, she builds her relationship with God continually. Siobhan has spoken at youth events, women's events, and church events, and has published 4 books that are available on Amazon. Siobhan earned her master's degree in special education and is working on her doctorate in Christian leadership from Liberty University. She's been nominated for Achi Magazine's Author of the Year, Educator of the Year, and Orator of the Year. Siobhan is currently a special education teacher, a Young Life volunteer, a certified leadership and life coach, and a talk show host. Her podcast, Power and Grace Leaders, offers spiritual and practical tools on how to thrive as a woman in leadership. Siobhan and her husband, Corey, run a business together called Purpose Unwrapped, LLC. Siobhan, did I leave out anything that you would like to add?
No, I definitely feel like you covered it all. And thank you so much for sharing that with everyone.
Oh, my goodness. You are a special person, Siobhan. Now, where is it that you live?
I am a native of Virginia. I've been in Virginia Beach, Virginia all of my life. I actually went to college, Virginia Wesleyan College, now Virginia Wesleyan University, which is located in Norfolk, Virginia. So I've traveled to many other places, but I've been in Virginia all of my life.
I love Virginia. I actually can say I hailed from Virginia. My first home was Falls Church, and I lived in McLean for a long time. And then I moved to Lynchburg, Virginia. So I was in Lynchburg for about 20 years. I helped get Liberty University School of Law started, so I loved your Liberty connection. And then I moved to Maryland in 2012. So I am glad. I had a feeling you might have a Virginia residency, but I'm glad I asked and made sure. I love Virginia. That's really great. Well, Siobhan, you've definitely been tapped. You've definitely been called for a purpose. And I'd love to hear about let's start with your faith journey. When did you realize that you were a daughter of the King, a child of God, and you wanted to commit your life to serving Him and His?
Yes, so my journey started at 17. I grew up in the church. I fell in love with the Word of God. I fell in love with amazing women who would preach and teach the gospel in a way that would always stir at my young heart. And so at 17, though, what ended up happening was I was in a health scare. My cycle as a female just randomly stopped, and I was terrified. So my mom took me to a patient-first doctor. She took me to a patient-first doctor, and when I was there, it was really scary just being there and trying to figure out what in the world was going on with me at 17 years old, where I should be at the, you know, the great health, but I wasn't. And so the patient-first doctor told me I was pregnant, but I was not sexually involved with anyone. And so I was terrified, like, what is this? That's impossible. So we went to an OBGYN a little bit later, and the OBGYN told me, no, you are not pregnant. You are you basically look like a little girl. Basically, my hormones were off. I had no eggs at all in my body.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And so the doctors later diagnosed me with premature ovarian failure, which contributed to this infertility journey that I'm currently on as a wife and an adult woman. And so what ended up happening at 17
Siobhan,
years old,
Siobhan,
terrified. Yes.
Can you hear my dog? Can you hear my dog? I don't want my listeners to have to hear that. He's just all excited about something. This is too important, so hold on a minute. I'm going to go have a talk with him. Okay, we had a little discussion.
Okay.
I think we'll be okay. He's right here at my feet. Instead of looking out the front door, barking at the nice little people walking by.
Right.
Live radio, everybody. Live radio. Okay. So, Siobhan, let's go back to your diagnosis.
Yes. So, the doctor definitely told my mom to really basically put me on birth control, but not really knowing getting a clear understanding of what was going on with my body. Like, I needed birth control for the hormonal imbalance that I had. But listening to my mother, she was saying, you don't need to be on birth control because, you know, you're not having sex. And she also shared, you might have weight gain. And so it was really just a lack of understanding at that time. Yeah.
Right.
And so what ended up happening, though, I went to a church service with my older brother. I have an older brother who's 8 years older than me. And I went to go visit his church that Sunday, and just being so overwhelmed and so pressured, I was like, okay, God, I cannot do this by myself. I cannot do this on my own. God, I know you are real. I know that you love me. I know that you can carry me through this. So I don't want to continue to live my life by myself, but instead I want to give you my heart, because this pain and this pressure that I'm under, I cannot continue to live this way and try to maneuver through this by myself.
Wow.
So I decided to give my heart to Christ that very day. And what ended up happening was I went up for prayer, and then the pastor asked, do you want to give your heart to Christ? And I said, yes, I do. And it was funny because I came back home, and it was in the day where we actually sat down at a dinner table.
Yeah.
And so I sat down at the dinner table with my parents, and my mom looks over at me, and she said, Siobhan, you look a little different. She said, did you get saved today? And I said,
no.
Yes, I did.
Yes, oh, that's funny.
Yes, I did. And so it's been a journey ever since with me and God. And I'm sure we'll be able to talk some more about other things that have happened in my life. But that was the start
of
the faith journey that really allowed me to be the woman that I am today.
Wow. Oh, there's so many ramifications to that. Yes, you're right. We could talk just about that one situation. Okay. So you knew God was involved in the intimate details of your life.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. And I'm so glad because I was raised in the church around people who really love God and really live for Him. I knew where to go. I didn't have to stay there too long. I knew who to run to. And that's the power of being a believer and raising your children the right way. You know, the Bible says raise up a child in the way that they will go, and in the end they will not depart. And so when I needed God and I was at a place of basically a fork in the road, Siobhan, what are you going to do? I decided to give God a try. And ever since then, I haven't walked away from Him.
Wow, that's wonderful. What a beautiful testimony. All right, so you tied yourself to God. Of course, he was all about tying himself to you, but we have free will, so you accepted that invitation. And then when did you start realizing that you had a heart for education?
Oh, that started when I was young as well. Yes, I was that young girl who actually loved school. I was the young girl where my mom had to make me not go to school when I didn't feel well because I didn't want to miss anything. Yes, that was me. I loved learning. I attribute it to Sunday school. I loved Sunday school. I loved learning, and I loved sharing what I learned. And so it really carried over into education. It was that same concept. I'm learning, and I get the opportunity to share what I have learned. And so I always love the opportunity to really display that I have retained the information that was there. And automatically, it caused me to also love helping other people. It caused me to love helping my peers. It caused me to love to just be able to help anyone I could. In college, I was a tutor in multiple subjects, not even always in my degree major subject area, but wherever I could actually support someone else, I love to do it. I tutored in school and high school. My cousins would call me. My parents would get me to tutor my brothers, even though sometimes they did not want me to tutor them. And then even in church arena, being a young woman, loving God, I was trusted to have tutoring programs for young students and organized tutoring programs. And it was just something that I always, always loved and enjoyed. And it was like, if you know something, why keep it to yourself? Help someone else who's struggling. And so that's what it was always exciting for me. And people will always say, you just have so much patience. And it was really because I love to help people. And so it carried over into education. My first plan coming out of college was to actually become an attorney, which is really exciting and interesting to find out that you were a law professor. And so I was working at a legal firm, and they ended up having layoffs because the office location was traveling more to the northern Virginia location. So everything was being moved up in that direction. And so there was a woman at church who said, well, there is a teacher assistant position available at the school that my work's at. And she's actually an attorney. And so her path was, she was a TA, and then she ended up going on to become an attorney. And so that was very encouraging for me. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll take that same path. But God had a different path for me. And so I became a teacher assistant and fell in love with it, fell in love with helping those students. And I was a special education teacher assistant. And I was like, this is so amazing. And so God told me, he said, I want you to pursue and become a teacher. And so I pursued and became a teacher. And so my path was very unorthodox, but God sometimes likes to do things like that. And so it was a very unorthodox path and journey. I ended up getting a full-time teacher assistant position, and then I started my journey of taking the preliminary courses to get a provisional license. And so that's a temporary license. And people told me, you get that provisional license, there's no guarantee that you'll become a teacher right away. A lot of people, if you don't have those inside connections, you won't even have that opportunity. But I had faith in
you
God,
had a big inside connection.
Right. Exactly. I said, God is going to do it for me. I remember working even in the summertime between the scheduling of actually being in regular school. In the regular school year term, I was working at a preschool temporarily, and they said, we would love to just allow you to carry over into next year, and we can work around your schedule as a TA. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm believing that I'm going to be a teacher this upcoming school year. And so it was me just releasing my faith out loud. And so what ended up happening was literally in August, I started getting all of these interviews. Now, the school year starts in Virginia in September. I had three interviews in August, and I interviewed at Green Run High School, and I had already interviewed at Lansdowne High School. And Green Run called Lansdowne because that was the first job site that I was at, and they said, if you don't get her, we're going to get her. They called me less than 24 hours. I got a call from Green Run High School saying, we want you to be a teacher at our school. And I said, God, I just thank you. So the third interview that I was supposed to have at my alma mater, Princess Anne High School, I never went to because God obviously wanted me at Green Run High School. And so I ended up starting that journey, and it has been a beautiful, beautiful journey, just becoming an educator, empowering students, educating students. It is such a fulfilling job for me to see students conquer. And what I love about even being a special education teacher, there are students who literally have struggled for years and years and years, and to see them reach milestones and see them start to believe in themselves because there's a teacher who's patient enough to work with them, to help them believe in themselves, and they begin to meet those goals. I mean, it's so rewarding. It's so rewarding. So that's my
Wow.
becoming an educator. Yeah.
Siobhan, that is so wonderful. I wish all teachers have had the passion that you have. It's just, you know, so you get up in the morning and you go to school, and we're going to have to talk about what you're doing here virtually with the whole COVID situation. But, you know, you would just wake up and go, wow, how can I serve my kids today, I bet. And you do that.
Right. It's been 6 years now, and I just shared at my conference this past weekend after Dr. Karen Hills Pruden spoke, and she talked about the equity of a leader, and so much of what she said really spoke to me. And she talked about the reputation of a leader, the reputation of one who stands tall and has value where they are as a leader. And I shared at my conference that I was actually recommended to be Teacher of the Year this year. I was nominated, and it was such a honor, and it was a surprise because sometimes you feel like, does anyone really see the work that I'm doing? And so it's always nice to be recognized, even though the recognition is not the main focus. I'm just so honored, and I'm just like, look, if I'm not the winner, it's okay. The fact that I was nominated is everything. It's huge. It's big. And so it's been a wonderful journey, and that's just, you know, one dynamic of the leader that I am as an educator. And so then God also called me to be a leader when it comes to ministry and business, and marrying faith to business and media. And so that's also a passion of mine that God allowed me to see, for women to show up in the world and lead in their various areas in the way that God can get the complete glory. So it's just a wonderful journey.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that there is a special movement going on for women of faith and leadership right now?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I have just been hearing God really speak on this for a while now, that God is causing his women, his kingdom women, his kingdom leaders to really rise and make impact for him. And it's so funny that you even say that, because my conference, this past weekend, that's what it was about. It was about women realizing that they are powerhouses in the earth, that they realize that they're supposed to take territory for the glory and the honor of God, that God is going to use his women to make his name known in the earth. And it's going to be, and what God told me about what he's called me to do, when he told me that I was called for women in leadership, he said, Siobhan, I want you to speak to the women so that they will literally reach every mountain of influence in the world. And so when we talk about those seven mountains.
Well, aren't there like, how many mountains? Seven mountains or something?
Seven. There are seven mountains of influence in the world. And God says, you're going to speak to women that wherever they find themselves at, wherever I have led them to produce and release in the earth, that they are going to do it for my glory and for my honor. And so, yes, absolutely, absolutely, God is calling for his women to rise in this season. And so you have to realize who you are because of the God you serve, and you go out there with confidence, with courage, and with character, right? Leaders must have character and really do it for the glory and honor of God.
Well, I'm going to share something with you. A long time ago, when I was first doing learning how to be a purpose coach or a calling coach, we, of course, had to communicate and find out from God what our own messages were, what our own missions were, et cetera. And I remember what God gave me was my blessing is to glorify God through success. And I always felt a little bit funny about that. I mean, it gave me chills because it was so exciting. But, you know, still that whole thing of being openly successful, you know how we kind of fight with that, right? It's like, but I don't want to be a show off. You know, is there anything that's too successful or whatever? But when I saw that, and then like I always say in the beginning of the show, Miles Monroe's definition of success is obedience to purpose. It was okay. I started to feel perfectly fine with that little message that God had given me. And so what I hear you saying is, come on, women. Come on, ladies. Let's do it, as provided it's for the glory and honor of God. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. And I will, and it's so funny that you gave a quote by Miles Monroe.
I love him.
Is a quote, oh my goodness, that is so powerful. It says that the fact that you are alive today is basically a testament of the fact that there is something in the earth that you are supposed to release that they need. And I wish I had the quote in front of me right this second so I could really, here it is. Your existence is evidence that this generation needs something that your life contains. When I
read
that, it really shook my world. It shook my world because, like you said, sometimes we struggle with success. But one thing that God has dealt with me about is God wants to show the world what he can do in the life of a believer. If other people can see success and they don't believe God, God wants to show what I can do for someone even when they choose me. When you choose me, that I will give you success with peace. I will give you success with joy. I will give you success with hope. I will give you success that is not centered on you, but it is centered on me, and it is centered on the people that you are called to impact, that you are called to reach. And that's why we don't have to be afraid of that success, literally, because it's going to bring glory and honor to God, and it's going to be an expansion. There's going to be a ripple effect that goes into the earth that literally helps to shake the earth and bring revival. And
well, that's like King David.
Yes.
I mean, there are many examples in the Bible, right? But it's like
just
because we're connected to God doesn't mean we need to, you know, well, in fact, we should absolutely not be just little shadows. We need to speak up, be the light of the world, not hide our light under a bushel, right?
Right.
Wow. You know what? You were preaching there, girl. You were preaching. I'm loving it. So do me a favor. I have a feeling that somebody might be listening to this either live or who knows, 10 years from now. And they're like, how does she know that God is talking to her? Can you expand upon that some? Because so a lot of people just haven't had that blessed experience, or if they've had it, they've you know, put up guards of some kind and haven't accepted it.
Look, I love this question because it was a question that I literally had to walk through even for myself. And I learned what it was to hear the voice of God. One, you have to understand that it is faith. You have to believe that God can and will speak to you as his daughter and his child. And so first you have to believe that he will. And then what God has allowed me to understand when it comes to hearing the voice of God is you have to understand that it almost feels like your subconscious, but it is something far beyond what your subconscious could ever say, what your subconscious could ever think. I remember in times in my life where I literally would pray, and then I would hear something being said that came out of nowhere. It came and it spoke directly and ministered to my heart. And it seemed like just a thought from me, but I knew it was God. I knew it was God. And that takes faith, because you will wrestle with maybe it's just me or maybe it's just God. No, you have to understand that when you position yourself to hear from him, when you position yourself in prayer, when you position yourself in study of the word, you will be able to know that, okay, God, this is you speaking to me in regards to what I'm bringing to you in prayer. If you just hear have faith, if you hear know that I am with you, you don't have to assume that that is yourself. No, you believe that that is God. And one way to really do it is journaling as well. So literally journaling your prayer and then journaling what you hear God say. You write in faith. You write in faith. And so that really built that strength and that faith and that courage to be able to know, okay, God, this is you. This is you speaking to me right now. And then another thing you could always check it with is, does it align with the word of God? Does it align with his promises for your life? Does it align with what he has said concerning you? If it doesn't align, then it's not him. But when you realize that, okay, because I'm studying my word, because I'm praying, because I'm listening even to a leader or a pastor who speaks into my life, if it aligns with what has been released, that's when I know that, okay, God, this is you. So
this
it's
is
definitely
you.
A faith thing. Yes.
So may I share something?
Yes.
Years ago, you know how I talked about I'm a purpose coach and a calling coach, and I learned a technique which just blew me away, and it's technically called active imagination. I think it was started by Carl Jung, but it's really just dialoguing, right? And so when you first start doing it, it seems kind of awkward and maybe even artificial, but whoa. So I started doing it just on a pad of paper, right? And it would be me, colon, you know, so Jory, colon, hey, God, how you doing today? You know, like some sort of a greeting. And then I would write God, colon, and just kind of wait for a response. And then, you know, if something came, I'd be like, okay, is that me? Is that God? Is that me? Is that God? Is that who wrote that? Who said that? Da, 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 da. Okay, so I started doing it on paper, and the answers started to come. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of wild. And they started to come so fast that I then moved to my computer. And I would be having these sessions early in the morning before the kids got up, so maybe 5 a.m. or something like that. And I would just I would be in my dark office with a candle on and just the light of my computer. But I decided I had to kind of close my laptop because it was distracting me. So I'm not able to see the keys on the keyboard, right? I can't see that. It's just my fingers flying. And, of course, there would be times when I would make typos, which again, it's one of the reasons I didn't want to look anyway, because I'm so obsessive I would have had to go back and correct it. But I would just go. And honestly, it was amazing. And it would be going so fast that I wasn't even really thinking about it until I would finish. And then I'd go and read it, and it'd be like, oh, my gosh, that had to have been God. There was no way I would have said that.
Right.
It was so cool. It was so cool.
That.
I haven't done the 5 a.m. thing in a long time, but but you know, God likes to speak with us, and if we just open the door and let him speak, he'll speak.
And you know what? And you said that, and for someone else, just to bring understanding even to that, the 5 a.m. and you say you haven't done it in a while. It was really to open you up. It was to really start that process of you having that strength and that faith to believe God and to believe that he was really talking to you as he began to strengthen that area for you. And that's
totally.
The thing. It may be. Now I could literally be just sitting in a room and I know that God is speaking to me about something. It'll just come out randomly. I was reading homework one day. I was reading a homework assignment one day, and I was reading about different women of the Bible, not different women of the Bible. I was reading about different women who have made great influence. And I heard God say, literally, what about Harriet Tubman? And I was like, God, that is so strange, right? And so I ended up having an interview that day with a group of people, and someone ended up having a prophetic word for me, and they said, Siobhan, you have to realize that you're like a Harriet Tubman. And I was like, what?
Oh my goodness.
I was like, you have to understand that God literally asked a question to me randomly that I did not understand why he even brought Harriet Tubman to me.
And here she is.
Yes. Like, then I was like, oh God, that was amazing. So sometimes things will happen and God will say something to you and you may find it strange in some moments, but he will literally end up bringing clarity to it a little bit later. And
right.
It's quite amazing But that's what happens. Once that muscle is strengthened, he can talk to you at any time, at any moment during prayer, during study of your word, watching a movie, sitting on the couch, just trying to clear your mind for a second. I mean, he will talk to you in any moment because you have that relationship established. And that's what it's supposed
exactly.
to be. It's that constant relationship with the Father, and that he can talk to you any time that he wants. When we get still, God is able to speak and we get to hear him clearly.
Well, I don't know if any of our listeners have heard of these two books, God Calling and Jesus Calling. Jesus Calling is modeled after God Calling, and I had just fallen in love with God Calling. It's now divided up into 365 readings, so it's a devotional. And I used to read it all the time when I was in college. And when I was having this experience that I told you about earlier, all of a sudden it dawned on me, oh, my gosh, this is just like what happened in God Calling. And God Calling is about two listeners that never gave their names. And it was in, early 1900s, maybe. I don't remember exactly, although I'm looking right at the book and I could go check, but I'm not going to check right now. But these two ladies who just opened themselves up, pad and paper, for God to talk with them. And it was the same kind of thing. They would ask him a question and he would answer. And then, as I said, more recently, there is a book called Jesus Calling, which is the same thing. It's a devotional, but it was written maybe 10 years ago. I'm forgetting the name. Maybe Laura Jones. I don't know. I'm forgetting the name of the author. I don't want to misspeak. You just get pad and paper. As you say, you can be anywhere. I was in a lounge one time waiting for somebody to come at a hotel. And I just took out my pad and paper. I'm like, you know, with all this noise going on, okay, God, let's see if you're going to talk to me here. And he did. It was so cool. All right. Well, at some point, God obviously nudged you to work with millennial women. Is that in particular?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Because what I have seen through this journey, in 2019 is really when I launched Focusing on Women in Leadership. God brought further clarity to what it was that I was doing, because I was naturally an encourager. I was naturally one who just loved to share and empower women to just live for God and have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And then God shifted me in 2019. He said, I want you to focus in even more, and I want you to focus on women in leadership. And that came from sitting in God in a hard place and a difficult season in my life. And what I have found in this year journey, it literally has been all women of all ages.
Okay.
People older than me, people younger than me. It's been really beautiful to allow it to really just unravel over time.
Well, it's funny, in marketing, they always say niche down, niche down, niche down. Get as tight a market as you can. But you were just told to niche up.
Yes.
Make it broader. Well, I will take the word millennial out of this episode description. I just have women in leadership. Whoa. Okay. And you were actually. There you go. Okay.
It's fine, because with the millennial women, what I love about reaching them is because of the simple fact that they're just starting. They're in this transition phase of their life. They're coming out of high school, they're coming out of college, and they're in this transitional phase, and they want to walk in their purpose, but sometimes they're finding it difficulty or scary. That fear is really trying to overtake them, that's causing them to not walk in their purpose. So reaching them early is really what I love, because the earlier the better, but I will never shun away someone who is not a millennial.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you just actually described, since there are a lot of business people probably listening to this, I want to point this out, something that Rick Warren talks about in his book, Purpose-Guided, Purpose-Driven Church, as opposed to the Purpose-Driven Life. And he actually talks about when he was starting Saddleback Church, the community church out in California, that he was really felt God was telling him to have it really narrowly focused with respect to the target market. So they did a needs assessment and all of this and figured out exactly what a small family would look like, you know, socioeconomically, you know, all of that for starting his church. Well, it dawned on me when reading that, with his description of it, that didn't mean that if somebody who came in and didn't look like Saddleback Sam or Saddleback Sally, you know, the avatar, that he wouldn't serve them. It
right.
was just a way of getting it started and for marketing purposes. So that actually helped me quite a bit, because at the time I was feeling nudged to declare that I help Christian women entrepreneurs with their businesses, but I felt bad because I didn't want to leave men out. And then, you know, this whole marketing principle of, well, just because you declare something, like I work with millennial women, doesn't mean that you're not going to work with a woman who's 67.
Right. Exactly.
That's something.
Exactly.
That's something. Well, you are a very joyful young lady. So where do you, how do you account for having so much joy, even though you've gone through some hard times?
It has literally been God. What I love about God and knowing him, I was literally on a call or in a conversation, and I talked about what faith in God brings to us. And I said three things. I said faith in God gives us the understanding and it gives us the opportunity to understand the awareness of God, the access of God, and the activation of God. And
whoa.
So, God gave me that. He dropped that in my spirit. It is awareness, it's access, and activation. And so when you come to the awareness in your faith with God, you realize who God is, and you realize how much he loves you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what hard times you face, you understand that because God is with me, I can withstand this. Because God is with me, I know he's going to carry me through this. And then there's access. Despite what's going on, you have access to his promises. You have access to victory. You have access to miracles. And then finally, activation. When you have faith in God, he reminds me of who I am. He lets me know of the power that lies within me. And then he also gives me the ability to walk in my purpose. So the reason why I can have joy is because of him and him alone. And that understanding that he is there allows me to keep rising above everything that tries to knock me down, everything that tries to make me quit. I don't, because at the end of the day, I'm aware. I realize I have access, and I know that I've been activated.
Yep.
And once
you've got,
activated, you can't go back.
Well, you are activated, young lady. You are clearly activated. That
yes.
is powerful. That is powerful. So you are still teaching, and what a blessing that you are. Thank you for teaching kids with special needs. God bless you. And you're coaching, and you're working on your doctorate, and you're married.
Oh.
And
yes.
you have a podcast. We need to talk about your podcast. How can people listen to your podcast?
Oh, yes. So my podcast is available really on multiple platforms where podcasts are featured on. So I know the two that most people are aware of is Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, iHeartRadio has a podcast accessibility, and so I'm also up there. But Power and Grace Leaders Podcast, yes. Power and Grace Leaders Podcast is where you can find all of the content, and what it has been up until this point, it has been encouragement as well as the show that I have. So the Power and Grace Leaders talk show that has been birthed since 2019 of December. Those podcasts where different women who are thriving in leadership, who are going forth in their purpose, I interview them and we learn about their journey. We learn about the things they've overcome. We learn about what they've experienced and what they've learned and gained throughout this process that they've been on, so that other women can be empowered and encouraged to go forth and do what God has called them to do, because sometimes when it's hard, we think, oh, maybe God didn't tell me to do it. No, just because it's hard does not mean it's not, it has not been assigned by God. But you have to build that resilience. You have to persevere, and you have to overcome. And so that really is what the Power and Grace Leaders podcast has really been more recently in the last year, but it will be shifting because, glory to God, my talk show is going to a new platform. So it's going to be on Roku TV, Fire TV, and Apple TV in January of the new year. And so the podcast will literally be encouragement from myself and just talking about my life, my journey, different stories that I've gained over time. But if you tune into it right now, it's just going to be all of these amazing interviews by these incredible women who are walking in purpose.
So it's audio now, and then it's going to become visual, audio-visual, right? So you're going to be on TV, so we'll see you.
Yes, and my talk show is on like available on Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope. That's where it's been featured on now currently.
So every time you do a podcast, you're also doing the visual with the camera.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of trouble. You have to look good all the time. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm glad I can just hide here on radio. So at least I have on makeup today. If you were to see me today, it wouldn't be so bad. Well, you are on fire.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it was just something that God gave me, like women on fire. Women on fire in the earth. Yeah.
Well, two other thoughts about that. You know how you were saying, you know, someone might think, oh, no, he's not giving that to me. That's too hard. Think of all the women of the Bible that we could say, oh, my goodness, it's a good thing they didn't say it was too hard.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So many examples of that.
Yes.
So many examples of that.
I love even with that, I love the story of Esther.
She's the one I was thinking of first.
Yes, I love the story of Esther.
I mean, what if she had said, oh, no, too risky, too much trouble. Oh, yuck, I don't like the king. I don't want to be with him. I was so thinking of her. That's cool. Anyway, and then the other thing I was thinking is I bet with our affiliation with ACHI, that wonderful organization, you've been able to find a lot of women who want to tell their story.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I'm excited about, even as I continue this journey with the talk show. It's all the wonderful women that I have met in this journey. It has really been beautiful. And you mentioned in my bio, the power of sisterhood.
Right.
In 2019, when everything shifted for me, God really showed me the power of a tribe and a sisterhood of women who are passionate about what they do and also passionate about other people. And and that's what I love about ACHI, and that's what I love about what I do and how I get to meet more amazing women who really just love to just honor God with their lives and impact as many people as possible. And that's what I'm about. That's what I'm about, because I know I was that woman on days where I needed help. I needed strength. I needed someone to love on me. I needed someone to encourage me. I needed someone to lift me up. And that's what I ended up receiving. And so it's just so beautiful when you have that sisterhood.
Amen. And I thought of one other thing I wanted to make sure I brought up. So how cool, I mean, obviously God did not send this plague, right? And obviously he knew how hard it was going to hit us. He knows everything, right? So isn't that awesome that you were led to start your On Fire podcast in 2019, just ahead of, I mean, for all we know, the virus had already come to America. But, you know, just at the start of all this, because, I mean, you got to admit, 2020's been a little challenging. And here you were, little Miss Blessed by God, Joyful Encourager, helping all these people during a very difficult time. Isn't that cool?
It really is. It's quite amazing because I don't even think I've taken the time to really reflect on that very thing. All I know is I started the show in December, and then in March when school was out, March 13th, school closed, and I know it because it was my anniversary. My wedding anniversary, yes.
Aww.
So school closed on March 13th, and it was just like God was like, okay, I want you to do the show more regularly. And so instead of doing the show once a week, it shifted to 3 days a week. And,
oh, my goodness.
I believe, yes. Yeah, so I have been doing my show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It literally just stopped. December the 2nd was my last interview because I'm preparing for January and the new platform. Right.
Right.
And so but God told me, he says, I want you to do it more frequently. and to hear the testimonies and the women who are yet thriving, the women who are still able to say God is yet faithful even in the midst of this pandemic, it was so beautiful and powerful to see. But I'm going to tell you, right now is the first time, with you just saying what you said, that God allowed my show to be present on social media.
Isn't that amazing?
For all those people during a pandemic, there was still that display of hope and faith. And so I just give glory and honor to God for that, because literally I have never seen that. I just said, okay, God, I hear you telling me to shift, so I'll shift.
Yeah.
But it was a setup by God. And so now it's launching even further, because I know this is what God has called me to do, and really take it to the nations, take it. And so I'm excited, because God has.
And I can say I knew her. I had her on my podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I know your husband's proud of you. What do you want to say about, shout out to the husband. Yay, Corey.
Yes.
So what do you, gosh, if my husband weren't supportive of me, I'd be in big trouble. So I'm big shout out for supportive husbands.
Yes.
So I don't know when you might have time to be a life and leadership coach, but are you taking coaching clients? And if so, how can people connect with you?
Well, this is also God divine, because I started a group coaching program. Just in November, I launched it. It's called She's on Fire Academy. And the ladies always have access to me. And there's curriculum built in that speak to overcoming fear, walking in purpose, and embracing your authenticity as a woman in leadership. And so it has just been a beautiful journey. And I'm excited that we are officially 1 month old. And I opened it up for the month of December, again, after my conference this past weekend. And so ladies can definitely connect with me that way. Also, one-on-one coaching is available.
Wait. So how can they connect with you? What's the actual contact info?
Yes. So you can go to my website, www.siobhan.com. Annette.com. Also on Facebook, I'm Siobhan Annette everywhere. So Chavonannette. I'm Siobhan Annette on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere.
Ooh.
I am Siobhan Annette.
It's a beautiful name. Hats off to your parents.
Oh, yes. Thank you. My first name, my aunt was watching a soap opera, and there was this beautiful woman up there, and her name was Siobhan. So
funny.
She actually named me, God rest her soul. And then Annette, I actually got named after my grandmother, who is a powerful and awesome woman of God. I sat at her feet many days just admiring her walk with Christ. So, yes, that's my first and middle name.
Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today? I know I interrupted you.
Oh, no, you are totally fine. you know, this has just been an amazing opportunity to really share. I thank you for having your platform. I thank you for your yes to God to be able to allow different women to come on and share their journey and share their heart and what God has called them to do. So I just pray that God would just continue to bless the work of your hands and all that you're doing as you continue to go forth. And what I would say even to the listeners on today is I would just tell you, look, be willing to confront fear. Be willing to just do what God is telling you to do. And you're going to be able to see that it was worth it in the end. It was worth it. Even the things that you had to go through that were hard, that made you question even God and your journey. I want you to let you know that, you know, God is with you. He is there for you. Don't give up. Don't quit. Continue to persevere. And you're going to get the understanding after a while. It was in different seasons of my life where I was faced with pain that beautiful things were birthed. And when you think about a mother giving birth, there is pain. But once that baby comes out, it was all worth it in the end. So I just want to encourage you that although you may be facing any type of challenge, just understand that that baby, that purpose baby that's on the inside of you needs to come forth. So continue to push until able to release what God has placed on the inside of you. We all have a purpose. We all have a plan. And God knew you right before you were in your mother's womb. He tells Jeremiah, right? But it's for us as his believers and as his children. We must understand that there's something on the inside of you that God placed there strategically for you to release in the earth, and you can do it with the help of God. So continue to go forth, woman of God.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you just did all that. You can speak. All right, now I want you to pray. Would you be open to praying for our listeners?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now, God, for your love, for your faithfulness, for your goodness, for your mercy, God. God, we thank you, God, that you are literally with us even now. God, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. So, God, I pray that you would go to every home, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would literally stir up the gift in each and every woman, and even if a man decided to tune in today, that you would stir up the gift in them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they would literally be determined, hallelujah, to walk in their purpose and walk in their calling, God. God, I pray for that one who has maybe been faced with some difficulty and faced with some challenges and have been feeling like giving up. God, I pray that you would strengthen their heart, that you would bring peace to their mind. God, that you would literally release a joy, hallelujah, that is literally unexplainable, because what they're going through, it doesn't make sense for them to have joy. But God, you are the God who cares. God, you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And God, I'm so glad that you're able to come in the midst of our lives and show up and show out for us. So God, I just thank you right now for what will be birthed out of each and every one who is listening right now, God. We praise and we honor your name, God, for what you're going to do through us, God. You are calling your women to rise. You are calling your women to go forth. And God, we're going to answer the call. God, we're going to walk in the assignment that you have for our lives in the earth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we will leave a legacy of you. We will leave a legacy of what faith in God looks like. So God, we just thank you. God, we speak success. God, we speak promotion. God, we speak open doors. We speak increase. We speak abundance. We speak greater expectations. We speak a greater ear to even hear your voice, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we pray, God, that one who's literally been struggling to hear you, God, that they would be able to journal just like our amazing host said. They would be able to say me, and they would say God, and they would listen for what you have to say, God, in the name of Jesus, in this season for their lives, God, and what you even have to say about their future. God, I thank you that we can trust you with our whole heart. God, your word says in Proverbs 3:5-6 to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and you will direct our path. So God, thank you right now that you are directing our path, that our footing is sure. Glory to God, that you are literally, hallelujah, preparing the way for us, God, that the path is being cleared, God, that you are bringing clarification to purpose, God, in the name of Jesus, so that these women will lead, that they will show up in the world on fire for your glory and for your honor, for lives to literally be changed and transformed because they were willing to speak. They were willing to produce. They were willing to build what you told them to build in the earth. God, we glorify you. We magnify you because you chose us. God, your word says that we didn't choose you, but you chose us. So God, thank you for choosing us. We love you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Oh, Siobhan, what a beautiful prayer. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's just nothing to say after that. Amazing. Well, I'm going to start some pretty outro music here. It's done by a good friend of mine named David Nevue. So I want to thank him for that. Siobhan, wow, wow, wow. I look forward to meeting you in person at perhaps one of the ACHI events. You're incredible. You're incredible. And I know your husband is just, I bet his chest is just beating with pride right now. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Heart and Soul for Women of Faith. Again, please visit my website, joryfisher.com, for all kinds of things. And I just pray that the Lord bless you, keep you, and be gracious unto you. And I pray that the Lord help you fulfill your divine purpose and achieve divine success. Oh, you've blessed me, young lady. Thank you so much, Siobhan. We will meet again.
Yes.